Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What happened?
Well, that's interesting, you know, because the lawmakers I was talking to today and yesterday, I got to tell you, Patty, they're ticked off about what he's done, and they're ticked off about the way he's done, went about doing it. What we're talking about here is, like you said, a couple of years back, we had a big measles outbreak in California, and there's questions about were the kids getting vaccinated. Turned out a lot were getting exemptions for personal reasons, for religious reasons, medical reasons. And the state legislature moved to crack down on the exemptions. And that passed under Jerry Brown. And then this came up about questions about, you know, medical exemptions. Were doctors handing them out either for money or willy-nilly? And they wanted to crack, you know, a monitor on that. And initially, the governor said, yeah, we're going to go with this. And then last week, he tweeted out, no, I've got concerns. And that caught everybody off guard because they thought that they had it worked out. And this has been very, very tough times up in Sacramento. I got to tell you, a couple of the lawmakers that went in to negotiate them with today got surrounded by the anti-vaccine people and were hounded all the way back up to the Senate chambers. And what the governor wanted was people that have exemptions now to be grandfathered in, and he wanted some changes in how they monitor the doctors. And like I said, some people aren't happy with that, and they're not happy with it being tweeted out and sort of feeling like, hey, we're one step from the goalpost, and all of a sudden you're moving the goalpost.
Do we know what prompted the change, though? Was there anything in particular?
This one's on a personal level. This is something between the governor and his own beliefs, because I've got to tell you, even his advisors were taken aback by what are you doing here? I mean, politically, this isn't smart. This is your first time out with the legislature, and you're already doing one of these high-profile turnarounds, you know, and tweeting it out. You know, the only other guy we know that tweets out stuff like this is Trump. What are you playing Trump or something? The second thing is on the policy of it. There are questions about did this go through? Why didn't this go through committee? Why didn't you have a public hearings on this? What are you doing this at the last minute? So even the advisors are going, this is something that's personal with him. I will say that Gavin spent a lot of the last couple of years up in Marin, and Marin is one of the anti-vaccination hotspots. There's a lot of people up there that are opposed to vaccinations for medical reasons, for personal reasons. What they believe that vaccines can be more harmful than helpful, and in some cases can have disastrous side effects. And those people have the governor's ear. It's pretty obvious how that happened. It might be through social contacts. We don't know. But they're saying this is just one we're watching to see how it plays out.
Is it correct to say, Phil, that these changes that they're negotiating will water down the bill?
Yeah, I would say that it's correct to say that when you're granting exemptions and grandfathering thing is, yeah, and this is after already watered down. Watered down, Patty, is the natural flow of events in Sacramento. But, you know, this is like a waterfall. I mean, people just said this was just totally unexpected.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.